This is an in-between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. I'm your host. This is my show. Normally, I do long-form conversations with some great guests. From time to time, however, I'll do one of these. This is a shorter episode. It's just me and a microphone talking about various things. I like to leave you with something to ponder, something to take away, that kind of thing. And I haven't done one for a long time, actually. I think it was the summer when I last did one of these. And what prompted this one was a couple of weeks ago, I took a wipeout on my bike, on my road bike. It was wintry weather. It was the roads were icy, and I was going along very very familiar route, and I took it at a speed that I would normally do, and I shouldn't. There was a layer of ice and frost on the road, and I took a spill going down an ascent, a descent, sorry, and I really hurt my hip. I was hobbling for several days, and it wasn't fun. The good news is the bike's okay, by the way. 2 days later, I decided to get back on the bike. I was still in a lot of pain, and I did go for a ride. I went for a 40K ride, very slow, and 40K is not a long ride for me at all. I took it very slowly. It was not at all fast, and I rode over the same stretch of road that took me out. In spite of it being a very short ride, in spite of it being very slow, it felt like a victory to me. And it felt like a victory to me for a number of reasons. One is that I got that image of crashing a little bit out of my head. And you know what? There's something I thought of, recency bias. So what recency bias is a bias around overestimating the probability of something because it recently happened. And crashing on my road bike, I definitely had recency bias. Perhaps I still do, but it's very important to get that out of the way. The point is, though, that it was a small victory. And I wanted to bring it back to, I guess, this time of year. It's January. It's still cold. It's post-holidays for many of us. A few of us have made some New Year's resolutions. And you know what? We're hearing all kinds of stuff about New Year's resolutions at this time of year. A little bit overwhelming. There's a lot of noise. A lot of people are cashing in on the phenomenon. And this is not a show by any stretch about this kind of thing or self-help or whatever. Perhaps the opposite. But there is a bit of advice, I guess, that comes through with these episodes with my guests. And like anything, I subscribe to the Bruce Lee school of all of this, which is take what works for you, discard the rest, be open-minded, but also look for evidence, look for what works for you in an experiment, that kind of thing. So I wanted to offer, however, a little bit of some thoughts around this whole concept of small victories, because going back to setting goals and resolutions and things, those at times, whatever it is we're trying to achieve, can feel very, very daunting. And coming back to probabilities and the odds of achieving something, always want to take it back to something like this in the show. It's how I think. How do we achieve something when the odds seem to be stacked against us? So, I'll start to tie this all together shortly. But I wanted to offer a few things. If you've got something that you're trying to achieve, if you don't know how you're going to overcome the odds, here are four things that I wanted to offer as some advice. Take it or leave it. But the first thing is, don't even think about the odds. don't think about the overarching objective if it seems to be too big. If your goal is to run a marathon, if it's to run a sub-3-hour marathon, if it's to run a sub-2-hour half marathon, if it's to lose 30 pounds, 50 pounds. If it's to achieve something big, you know, sometimes it can be very helpful to not think about the odds of achieving that and just putting that to one side. And then to focus on the second tip, which is to create a small victory towards your goal each day. And by doing that, you build momentum. So if your goal is to run 10 kilometers a day, or you set that goal, maybe what might be better is to just set a goal of running every day and achieving that, building some small victories, some momentum that can carry you through. We're going to be talking about this whole concept of momentum in some of my future episodes, but the piece of advice, second piece of advice, is to create a small victory each and every day, some small thing that you can look back at the end of the day and say, I did that, I achieved that. Third thing is enjoy the moment, enjoy what it is you're trying to do, and really revel in it. I think that's a lot easier if you create a sense of, if you create a smaller task, a smaller thing that you're trying to achieve. But really enjoy it. And the fourth thing is to maintain consistency. So, you know, if your goal is about running, run every day, run every other day, make consistency, prioritize consistency over anything else, even if it's a small volume. Start small. It's one of my other in between episodes that I think allows us to maintain consistency and maintain momentum. Those are four things that I think can create a point in which the odds of doing something really big start to tip in our favor. And, you know, it's difficult to say at what point those odds tip in our favor, particularly for certain types of goals. If we have a goal of getting fit, for example, you know, at what point do we say, yeah, we are now getting fit. The probability of us getting fit is now very much in our favor. At what point do you say that? It's hard. If we think about our relationships, two people who, you know, at what point do they fall in love with one another? How does that happen? At what point does your business or your project or whatever it is become a success? Again, very difficult to do. But I will say something from my own experience of working on something, whether that's an article, a presentation, an athletic goal, there is a point where by consistently practicing, you feel like you've broken the back of a task or a project. That's what I sense. That's what happens with me. At some point, just by doing something consistently, by repetition, I get the feeling that yes, I'm now going to do this. I now feel like I can do this. I've broken the back of the project. But it's very hard to measure just when that's going to happen. So to get closer to that point, my piece of advice is to focus on the small victories. There's huge power in small victory. And the cumulative effect of those small victories will get you closer to what it is you're trying to achieve. And everything starts to kind of take care of itself. I hope that made sense. If not, drop me a note. If it did or if it didn't, drop me a note. allthingsrisk@gmail.com. The next full episode will be up next week, and we have a very exciting, interesting lineup of guests for the first part of 2017. We're going to be talking about a number of things that we haven't explored yet on the show. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if you don't want to miss anything, then please subscribe. Go to allthingsrisk.co.uk. You can find all the ways to do that. We'll be back soon. In the interim, don't forget, risk is life.